Now, Katie Taylor in 2012, Kelly Harrington in 2021, gold in London. Not sure yet what colour the medal will be this time. We'll be closer to the answer at this time tomorrow. The boxer from Portland Row in Dublin has won at least a bronze by making it to her 60 kilo semi-final tomorrow at around 6 a.m. our time. If she wins, she'll fight for gold on Sunday. Kelly and Katie are trailblazers in Irish boxing, and there could be many more ready to follow. 21-year-old Kira Walsh from the North Inner City in Dublin trains with Smithfield Boxing Club.
That was phenomenal, because I know Kelly myself from training alongside her, so it was brilliant to see like a horse so far to secure a medal. Oh, it's going to give women's boxing now a great boost, especially now because we're not training, like we've no competition, so seeing one of your own win a medal, like come away with any sort of like an Olympic medal, like when you first walk in to the gym doors, your first dream is an Olympic medal. So seeing one of your own, it's gonna send boxing, girls boxing, through the roof now, definitely.
And yourself, Kira, and the other woman that you train with, would it motivate people to maybe go a bit above and beyond what they did before?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely going to motivate me to get back now, knowing one of your own can win an Olympic medal like Kelly. It's gonna definitely motivate me now. I think boxing is looked down, especially with women. But like with the likes of Katie Taylor and Kelly Harrington, like they're giving more. Like it shows women should be getting more recognition. Like it's not given enough.
That's boxer Kira Walsh with our reporter Una Kelly. Let's speak to Paddy Gallagher. He's National Secretary of the Irish Amateur Boxing Association. Morning, Paddy.
Good morning. How are you?
You've been involved in Irish boxing for a long time now. Tell us about where women's boxing has come from in that time and where it is now.
Women's boxing is in the last 20 years, it has improved massively. You know, like I say, when Katie Taylor was the trailblazer. You know, prior to Katie, there was no women's boxing in Ireland. It was nearly underground, you can almost say. Like, but Katie put women's boxing on the map, not only in Ireland, but around the world as well. You know, she's been tremendous. And there's a long line of girls now we're following. They want to do what Katie has done. And Kelly Harrington was there at the minute in the Olympic Games, as Kelly's proved that. It was just unfortunate, actually, that Kelly was at the same weight as Katie for years, and only one girl could go to the big events, and Katie obviously was a little bit better, so she got picked to go. But Kelly has now proven that she's every bit as good. And, you know, and as I say, lots of girls out there are looking up at Katie, looking up at Kelly now at the minute, saying, listen, I want to be the next Katie, I want to be the next Kelly, you know. And she's like, these girls have blazed a trail for the ladies coming after them and the girls coming after them. It's tremendous for young athletes now to be looking up and have role models like these girls.
When you started boxing, Paddy, were there any women in boxing in Ireland?
There was, yeah. Yeah, there was always girls training in clubs, like, but they just weren't competing. You know, there was girls trained away in clubs. Like some clubs now again, some clubs didn't want girls. It was kind of no, this is a boys only sport. But there was lots of clubs did have girls in them, and even now you still have clubs now, it'd be kind of not too sure about having girls in the clubs. You know, the coaches be a little bit nervous, maybe they've never had girls in before, but once they break that initial thing, let a couple of girls in, and suddenly it's like, ah, jeez, this is the same as training the boys, no difference.
Are you seeing girls coming to boxing who perhaps are playing other sports or who are active through other activities, and they're including boxing as part of their sporting schedule, if you like?
Yes, well, again, you see, like for a young girl, let's say, girls starting off 9, 10, 11, 12, they officially don't start boxing until they've turned 11. But a lot of girls, at the younger age, they go to 16, which are specialists in no sport, just part and lot of the difference, try everything. And then when you get to 16, 17, that's when you've got to start specializing. You know, one become a doctor, one become a footballer, one become a tennis player. You know, then you specialize in that stage because you're kind of getting to that level where you need to be concentrated basically on one sport. You can't be playing a range of sports. Like a lot of kids in school, they're playing Gaelic football, they're playing camogie, they're doing a bit of boxing, they're playing a bit of tennis. You know, they're taking part in lots of different sports, which is good. You know,
Paddy, the line's not great, but we'll persist with it for the moment. What are you expecting for Kelly this week?
Listen, a gold medal would be the ideal. You know, she's got a very, very tough fight coming up now against a wee girl from Thailand. Like, she boxed her in the World Championship final before and beat her on a 3-2 split decision. You know, so there's going to be very little between them. Some people have huge expectations, saying Kelly's just going to walk this. This is not going to be a walk in the park for Kelly. It's going to be a tough, tough contest. And she gets through that, and then in the next, if she gets through it, she goes into the final, she's going to box either the Brazilian girl, Ferreira, or Mayra Potkinen. you know. So again, a massive, massive challenge in the final if she gets through the semi-final. But again, there was like the high-performance mantra is one fight at a time, one round at a time. There's no point looking towards the final if you haven't got over the semi-final. So that's what Elzora and John and Dima will be concentrating just on this next contest. You know, they won't be looking too far beyond that.
And we'll have news of the semi-final here tomorrow on Morning Ireland. Paddy Gallagher, National Secretary of the Irish Amateur Boxing Association, thanks for speaking to us.